Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Her Healthful. I'm Araste, your host, and thanks for tuning in for another week. Sorry that this one is up a little late, but we had a long weekend here and school has just been getting a little bit crazy, and I'm trying to balance, you know, prioritizing that and social media. And if you are in the realm of doing both, it is such a balancing act and it can be really, really hard, but it's just so important to like set your boundaries, say no to things, and just prioritize what's important that week or even that day. For me, just like finishing school, I want to get it done. I want it to be that thing that I check off my list and close the chapter. So obviously some weeks that's going to be what's most important and it's going to take up a lot of my time. But regardless, thanks for being patient and thanks for being here. Today's episode is a long-awaited topic that I get asked about a lot in question boxes when I ask what you want to hear about, and it is all on confidence. So before getting into that, I'm going to do my weekly rose and thorn, of course. Okay, so my rose for the past week, it hasn't been an event, but more of a feeling. And I've just been feeling really grateful in the past week. And it hasn't even been anything in particular. It's just been kind of a lot of things, like my home, my friends, my relationship, my new perfect kitty. Of course, I had to plug her in every episode. Yeah, it's just a feeling. And I think gratitude can go such a long way. I know it is so cheesy. Everybody has probably seen the 5-minute journal and has seen all the gratitude prompts. We might be getting tired of it, but there's a reason it's so popular. You know, when people say things are touristy or they're cheesy, it's like they're popular for a reason, and it's because it works, or it's because it's worth doing or even trying. So I promise, if journaling like turns you off or you think it's too much of a dedication in the morning, then just like write down 3 things you're grateful for, say it in your head. It will just have a little bit of a switch in your perspective for the day, and then it might carry over to the week. And I'm all for things that are gonna just brighten my mood and make me feel grateful for the people in my life and the things in my life. It's so easy to take it for granted. So that has been my rose. It's been the feeling of gratitude. And my thorn for the past week, it's like kind of superficial, but not really, because it's still important. And it's just like my skin hasn't been doing well. I've been getting just random breakouts, but they're not that random because they've been in the same place. It's been on my right chin, and it just like comes and then it goes. There's some acne and then it goes, and it's just like always that same spot, which makes me think it's either hormonal or something I'm eating. And it is so frustrating. If you have gone through any skin problems in the past or are going through it right now, it is so discouraging, and it makes it really hard to not focus on it, and kind of like brings you down when you're getting ready or doing your makeup. And putting on makeup just makes it look worse, at least for me anyways. So yeah, I've dealt with acne in the past, and I went on a whole journey of healing that. I went on the pill, I made some lifestyle changes, and I don't know, I'm still left with scarring and I'm working on that. But now to be dealing with active acne is just like, ugh, another thing. And it can be discouraging. And it can be a blow to the self-esteem and the confidence, which is a great segue for today's topic. So yeah, let's get into all things confidence. Okay, a part of me feels kind of weird for recording this episode because I don't consider myself the most confident person, and it's something I'm actively working on. I feel like every single year, it's something I want to keep cultivating and growing and just want to be more confident in myself. And I think this is a goal for many people. I, on my TikTok page, see so many videos that are like how to be confident, how to grow your confidence, like tips on self-confidence. And it's a hot topic. It's something we all strive for. We obviously want to be comfortable in our own skin. And I think we envy people who are confident and who seemingly carry on through life not thinking about, you know, people's perceptions of them and looking stupid or failing and all of that. I have had a few friends in the past and friends now, and even just like content creators that I look up to, who are so sure of themselves and just hold themselves so effortlessly. And to this day, I struggle with it. Like, I'm not going to be out here preaching about being so confident and, you know, knowing the answer to everything. I'm just here to share my experience and maybe leave you with some tips that will help. But I think confidence is a real big goal for me this year, and a lot of it has to do with getting out of my head, because it is so easy to get wound up in, you know, the dark hole of overthinking and anxious thoughts and spiraling and just really, really not being present and being in the moment. So I'm trying to get out of my head and also trying to get out of other people's heads. Like, why is it that I'm always trying to predict what people are thinking of me when that takes away from my own confidence and my bandwidth for what I'm thinking about and what I'm exerting energy on? We're trying to stay present and we're trying to care less about what other people think about us, because I think what makes somebody confident, at least to me, is they are so sure of themselves that people's perceptions like don't get to them. And even if they do, like even if people are thinking bad things about that person, it's just like, it's fine. They're so sure of themselves and they're so trusting in themselves that it doesn't even get to them, which is just like so courageous and respectful. And obviously it depends on the person, but that is like the goal. I want to be so sure of myself that who cares if what other people are thinking? Like, that's fine. I'm doing me, they can do them, and we can't ever please everybody, and that should not be the goal. You should only be trying to please yourself to an extent. But I really want to talk about this further and some things that I've done to at least help my confidence, because I have come such a long way. When I was in like elementary school, middle school, I had the worst stage fright ever. I refused to like take part in presentations if they were for class projects. I always wanted to do written assignments over oral presentations, and I had such a fear of just speaking to people because I didn't want to be the center of attention, because I was just afraid that I was going to look stupid, say something stupid, fail, and just have that be done publicly and just with all eyes on me. It was like my biggest fear. And it's crazy now because I have a social media page where I'm sharing my life, and that can be a real possibility any day, and I can receive hate, and I have received hate, but it's just, wow, crazy how much I have grown and how much I've come to be more comfortable with speaking online and just speaking in general. I have to do so many presentations in school for conferences and research posters. So there's a lot that has come my way. And I also recently even did a panel for a wellness event, and that was crazy to me too. So I've grown a lot, but I'm still not exactly where I want to be. And it's always been like that spotlight effect and not wanting to look stupid in front of other people. And these are all going to be points I touch on. But yeah, just like want to let you know that this has been something I've been going through my whole life. And I've talked before on the pod about having social anxiety and dealing with that, which definitely brings down confidence for sure. So I don't want to talk too much about my own experience, but just to like set the background and, you know, let you know about who I am talking about confidence and like what it means to me. So let's go into 5 tips that I think have helped me the most in terms of my confidence. Okay, so starting with the first one, and this one is all about taking action. And what I mean by this is keep promises to yourself. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Like, it doesn't have to be big tasks, but really be intentional about what you say you're going to do, because You want to keep promises to yourself and you want to build trust in yourself. I think confidence is so rooted in trust. And the more you trust yourself and the more you're kind of like confident in your abilities and you following through with your intentions, you're just going to like feel more self-efficacy. And that's just going to be a huge self-esteem booster, because then you can look back and say, I've done the things that I set my mind to and that I told myself that I was going to do. And that in itself is impressive. Like, how could you not feel even a bit more confident after doing that? And I remember reading this advice years ago when I Google searched how to be more confident, and I didn't really understand it at first, but I'm really starting to grasp it. And I think it's about just building a reputation with yourself as somebody you can count on, because if you can't count on yourself, why should anybody else? And another way to look at it is if you're in a relationship, you start to grow confident in that relationship and in the stability of that relationship when you trust that person more, when they show you that they will be there for you, that they will be somebody you can really feel supported by. And so why not apply that to yourself? And why not try to build the trust you have in yourself? And trust me, it sounds so easy to just take action, but I don't know, it's the small things. Like, start small. Don't overwhelm yourself with a huge to-do list. And just maybe, you know, it's making your bed. Or maybe it's like me and I'm recording a podcast right now at 9 p.m. even though I said I was going to do it earlier, but I'm still doing it today because I'm just trying to really do things and I'm just trying to keep promises to myself. And when you can't, and when you're starting to sense a pattern of overworking yourself and overcommitting, that's when you know it's not really on you and you just have to prioritize and set your boundaries and make it realistic, because that is going to help. And then later when you feel more confident in yourself, you can take on more, but you need to be realistic about what you can actually do. Another reason why this is so important is because it actually feeds in to what you believe about yourself. For example, I'm really notorious for being bad at returning things that I bought on Amazon that, you know, didn't work out, or something online shopping from somewhere, and it's so bad. And over the weekend I literally had to carry like a bunch of boxes and I had to return a bunch of things to the post office, and I was like, this was so easy, why didn't I do this 3 weeks ago when I should have? And so I tell myself, or I could tell myself through this situation, that I'm somebody who is really lazy, or why can't I get things done, or I'm bad at returning things. Like, whether the belief is super general or more specific, like, your actions are what feed into your beliefs and what you tell yourself about yourself. So if you have things that you need to do, doing them actually helps you change what you believe about yourself. I really hope this makes sense, because when I realized this, it kind of changed everything for me. My point is, your actions will start to define you, and so really try to be intentional about them. We're moving on to number two. I can say so much about that first point, but we gotta go to the second point. And the second point is all about facing your fears. Because how are you gonna get confident if there is that one thing you're never gonna do and you're always gonna avoid and you're just not gonna become uncomfortable? And that's like so, so key. And I know I may have gotten some eye rolls after hearing face your fears, because it's something we've heard ever since we're younger. And it's just like, okay, it's so easy to say that, but how do you actually do it? And I think we need to turn more to exposure therapy, because that actually works. And exposure therapy starts small. Eventually, you build up to the thing you're really afraid of. So for example, with my fear of presentations when I was younger, I, you know, started off by doing smaller presentations, like in a group where not all the attention is on me, it's dispersed among all the group members, and then eventually did more presentations, spoke in front of people a lot more often, maybe did more practice presentations with a smaller group of people. Then I built up to doing bigger presentations on my research in labs, and then I ended up doing a panel. Like, you know, you can't start off doing a panel if you have stage fright. It doesn't work that way. You have to start small, build up, and slowly expose yourself, because every time you expose yourself, you kind of tell yourself and you show yourself that it's not that bad. My worst case fear didn't come true. And even if it did, it wasn't like the end of the world. So we're trying to build a case file. We're trying to show ourselves the evidence of you can do it. You've done it. You've done this so many times. And now you are actively doing it a lot. And eventually it won't be something you're afraid of. But we are really bad with discomfort. And it's something a lot of us shy away from, myself included. But the cold, hard truth is that you can't grow confident if you don't do the things that make you uncomfortable and make you really feel like, I can't do this. That's just like, you have to do it. So you have to face your fears, as cheesy as that sounds, and try to do the exposure therapy. Try to do small things and build yourself up to the really big thing. Okay, third point, which probably should have come before the last point, but it's just to be prepared, and not to a point where you're stuck in the preparation phase and then you never end up facing your fears, but more so that you feel supported and you're not really nervous about being underprepared, and then that kind of takes a hit on your confidence and self-esteem. The last thing you want is to be really stressed out about a presentation because you didn't practice, and then that makes it feel like, okay, I'm not good at presentations. But maybe if you just took a bit more time, then you would have felt more confident in yourself. And this applies to anything, not presentations. I'm just, you know, weaving that through because that was something that really affected me. But for example, with the podcast, I try to prepare some notes so that I'm not rambling and I kind of get across everything that I want to. And then in daily life, it's as simple as, you know, planning your day out so that you show up to an appointment on time. And you can feel prepared in so many different ways, but I promise it will just like take a weight off if you are equipped and supported, and then you will actually be motivated to face your fear because you won't have all these excuses of, oh, I'm not prepared enough. But it is easy to get stuck in this phase, and it's easy to be, you know, thinking there's never a right time or you have all these excuses. Because if you're a perfectionist like I am, then, you know, you can plan forever, you can prepare forever, and you still won't do it. So just a reminder, don't get stuck in this planning phase. Okay, my fourth tip is definitely one that hits home, and it's telling yourself that your appearance isn't your self-worth, and it isn't the most important thing about you. I have really dealt with this my whole life. I'm sure a lot of us as women, or the 95% of women who listen, have dealt with this. And there are just some days where how I look in the mirror can just bring me down so much and just ruin my day. And this was a lot more the case in the past, but even now with like my skin and my acne, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like this is gonna ruin my day, or like, why did this have to happen? And just, why do I put so much weight on my appearance for whether I'm gonna have a good day or not? Like, obviously it helps when I feel more put together, but I don't think it should be the end all be all. Speaking of skin and mine not always looking flawless and perfect, we need to stop using filters. I can go on a rant about this, and I know a lot of people have, but they need to stop because of so many reasons. When I go on Instagram stories, for example, and then I press on a filter, it's like if I then go back to my face without a filter, it looks worse than I first thought it did, because you have that comparison and you see those subtle changes in your features that could make you look so much better, at least so much better in the ideal beauty standard world. But it's that comparison of the filter to real life that really, really is so harmful for me and just toxic. But then you see people use filters on social media and they are just such subtle changes, like I mentioned, that it's hard to believe that it's a filter sometimes. Like, you don't think a filter could be doing that much until you try it on yourself and you're just like, whoa, that does not look like me. And that is crazy. I'm just like in shock of how much these filters can do sometimes. And we need to stop using them as a crutch. It's like, yes, I've done it before and I'm trying so hard not to, but it was like so bad for me and just like really was hard for me then to look at myself. Period, and just know what I could be and how much better I could be. And then another thing I've been seeing, which has been pissing me off, is people are starting to use filters without disclosing it, especially on Instagram stories. So apparently there's a way to do this where if you take your story video in the app with a filter and then you download the video, then if you repost that downloaded video, it won't show that you used a filter. And I realized this because I was watching somebody's stories and I was like, oh my gosh, like, whoa, her skin is flawless. Like, how does she look like that? It was just too good to be true. It was very, very perfect and airbrushed and it looked like a filter. And then I saw later, like somebody told me you could do that. And I was just in shock because you should at least disclose that you're using it. That just feeds into people thinking you look like that when you don't. And then that makes them feel worse about themselves. So anyways, I think if Instagram took off filters, we'd be a lot better off. But you know, I don't think that's going to happen. But I'm going to try my best not to use them. And I haven't in a really long time. And some days it's tempting. Some days you're like, I don't want to wear makeup or I don't feel good and I want to put one on. But please, let's just like change how we do things. And if we were all filterless, it would be a lot better. Okay, my last tip is all about the mental and about getting to know yourself and really getting to know yourself. So if you really do the deep work into reflection and introspection and really learning about what you like, what you dislike, what do you want to do in this life, what are your hopes and dreams, and really get to know yourself on that deep level, then you will eventually own yourself and like really stand strong in who you are. And there is nothing more confident and sexy than somebody who knows who they are and who is then willing to stand up for themselves and really hold their ground. So get to know who you are. And I know that sounds like so basic, but I think a lot of us avoid who we are. And there's a lot of parts we're ashamed of and we don't want to face. And there's those fears we talked about earlier that we're too scared to face. So, you know, it seems simple, but it's actually kind of hard. And you really have to be up for the task and not engage in any self-deception or anything. And listen to your intuition always. Listen to what your gut tells you and stand your ground. If you don't agree with someone, say it. If you don't want to be friends with someone, end that relationship. And if you are doing something that is not aligning with who you are, don't do that anymore and change how you're living your life. You are going to get so much more rooted and grounded in yourself that you will be unstoppable. And once you get to a point where you are sure of yourself and you just like know what you want, then it's really going to be hard to get to you. And it's really going to be hard for people's perceptions to get to you. So that is like the goal, is to know yourself and be so rooted in yourself that other people can't destroy your peace and your energy. So I'm going to leave you with that. Let me know if you want a podcast on getting to know yourself and how to go about that, because I have lately not been feeling like myself in a weird way. I don't know how to fully explain it, but I kind of need to go back on that journey as well. I've been avoiding journaling and, you know, doing things that are good for me that I am telling you to do, but I'm not perfect. Sometimes these podcast episodes are to help me be accountable as well. So yeah, if that's an interesting podcast episode to you, let me know. But thank you for listening to me talk about confidence, and I hope this helped you in some way. I love seeing your stories when you guys listen, so definitely share. And I've been seeing more ratings on the podcast, so thank you. If you haven't had a chance to give it a 5-star rating, I would appreciate it so much. But yeah, I'm going to go to bed now. This is the latest I've recorded a podcast before, and we are getting tired here, so I'm gonna go cuddle my cat and go to bed. But I will talk to you next week. Bye.